We are Free Radio. I'm Dan Morrissey, and on the show right now, it's Ryan and Zach from One Republic. Hi, boys.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I am awesome. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the UK.
That's great to be here, man. And the weather's actually holding up. We love it.
Yeah. The sun's out.
Famous last words. Trust
What's up
me.
With
yeah,
that?
Famous last words.
And it's raining.
This weekend is a public holiday, so trust me, it's not
going
to last.
It's all going one direction, yeah.
You guys were on the Britain's Got Talent semi-finals earlier in the week. Did you get to watch the show, or were you just sort of wheeled on and wheeled back off?
We saw part of it. We were in that like flurry of getting, you know, makeup and hair and shit. You know, you should shave and change your shirt and you know, press and interviews beforehand. So we saw snippets of it. We did see the sword swallowing.
Oh my God.
Malaga. Oh, Alex.
He's
I remember his name. Alex, is it Malaga or Magala?
Magala.
Magala, I think. Yeah,
Magala.
Like
Alex Magala.
I find it really difficult to watch him. He makes me feel a bit sick.
I couldn't I couldn't watch it. We shared, this is a short little anecdote. We shared a car ride to the Super Bowl this year. We performed at some shows surrounding the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we shared a car ride to and from San Francisco to the stadium from about an hour-long drive with David Blaine, the magician.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Who we've been around before. Super nice guy, but he does a bunch of magic tricks the whole time there and back.
I find magic a bit annoying sometimes. Is that not a bit like...
because
a bit forced fun,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It is.
Well, it was a bit early. I got to say, it was a bit early for the tricks,
yeah.
But it was the only thing keeping him awake. So we gladly let him blow our minds for an hour and a half. He and I talked at length afterwards. We just kind of walked around the grounds together, and he told me a story about a guy, you know, a magician that famously did the same thing, sword sawing,
yeah,
until he punctured the top of his stomach and literally died.
I mean, it's real. This is the thing. It's an actual real thing. It's not a
crazy
fake sword or anything.
It's crazy dangerous. I couldn't watch it. I didn't want to watch it. So I like turned away.
And
I felt that...
Yeah. He climbs a pole and does like pole dancing with a sword. I mean,
falls down on drills and...
Falls down on drills. The thing is... It's just law of averages, right?
Yeah.
So how long, what's the time stamp on, what's the shelf life on that career?
Well,
at some point when one thing goes wrong, every single thing he's doing could kill him.
It's the grand final tomorrow, so let's hope his big finish isn't actually his big finish, if you know
His
what I mean.
Big finish, yeah. So.
But were you able to like work out whether Britain actually has got talent? Because, I mean, he's Russian, so I don't know if it is an indication.
Doesn't really apply.
That doesn't count, does it? It's like, yeah. Yes, I think there's some, there's definitely, look, we don't get that show in the U.S.,
no.
But I can speak strongly to the musical talent in Britain for sure, 100%.
Okay. Is it a bit of pressure then to go on at the end of one of these talent shows where everyone's been showing off what they could do? Is it pressure for you guys to kind of go on and go, okay, come on, boys, we've got to show them how it's done here?
Or, I think people were excited because we were not, A, related, B, trying to potentially kill ourselves,
yeah,
or C, juggling anything. So I think the fact that it was, I think we were the much-needed reprieve from the madness.
Can you imagine if the like judges has buzzed you off or something halfway through your song and it was
my God.
That would be really awkward, wouldn't it?
If Simon Cowell's like, what else you got?
Yeah.
Ryan,
That was
rubbish.
Did you come with another song?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just in case. Just in case.
You'll be safe with this new song. It has been described as a banger and an anthem and epic.
Oh, wow.
It's very exciting.
Cool. Banger.
It's out right now. It's called Wherever I Go. It's kind of got a sort of 90s dancey piano-y vibe to it when the chorus kicks in.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going for, or is that just kind of the end result?
I think it was the end result. I think we were the chorus came about by accident.
Yeah.
I had the chorus melody and the lyric, and then the music, when it explodes and I start singing in the rafters, that was originally supposed to be the middle eight. And it was supposed to be like this breakdown moment, and I didn't realize that's what it was supposed to be. So as I was doing it with Brent in our band, he just hit, you know, we had been working on the track together. He went away for 20 minutes and said, I'm gonna mock up this kind of musical section. He came back and played it, and I'm singing along with it, and as the music hits, I jump straight into the chorus, and he kind of looked at me and was like, that's supposed to be the bridge. And then but it sounded so kind of crazy that I think we high-fived each other. I mean, it was pretty cheesy white dude moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we missed. He was like, whoa, that's amazing. And we both went for a high five. And he caught my pinky. And I was like, that is the lamest level of exuberance. And so the song started, it just felt enigmatic, man. We're chasing ghosts. I mean, having, artists, I think it's dangerous to have to try and write hits. Doesn't really work, you know, the quote unquote try to write a hit.
You're being modest there because you've managed before.
Yeah, but it's but we're again, it's hard to explain. I'm never writing, I'm never sitting down thinking, how can I craft the ultimate hit?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not, that's not what goes through our head. We're thinking, all right, what's going to, what for 3.5 minutes is going to get us off? What are we going to love? What's going to make us excited and something that I want to hear over and over and over again? That's all we're ever chasing. And I can tell you that, yeah, it is different for us. The beginning of the reason it's the first single is because it's one of the only songs that, that really sounds like what people may know of One Republic. It feels like you can actually recognize it's us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the songs.
It's not a dance song, but it's certainly got echoes.
It goes there. Yeah, it goes there. And, you know, the verse has like a Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity. If you listen to the verse and think Virtual Insanity, you'll hear kind of where the rhythm idea came from. And then the chorus, to me, is it's a bit Mike Snow. That's kind of what I was listening to at the moment, was Mike Snow.
Okay, cool. The video looked fun to do. It's kind of like Gangnam Style meets Gatsby in a sort of Korean office block with you guys in your gold mansion thing in the middle.
Yeah, it's I mean, we wanted madness. That I wrote the treatment for that at like 2 a.m. while listening to the song and just kind of dancing around in my kitchen. I was literally dancing around in my kitchen with the song on repeat and typing out the idea for what I saw the visual being. And when I pitched it to the guys and the label, I was positive everyone was going to be like, you are insane. This is the worst idea. And much to my surprise, they all were like, oh my God, this is that's it. I was like, what? It's a Korean office party. Well, how is that it? You know, they're like, no, that's it. That's it. Trust me. It's amazing. So we went with it. And Joseph Kahn, the director, is a freaking genius, and he nailed it.
Have you got to the stage in your career where you could probably go into a meeting with any idea and they go, oh my God, Ryan, that's the best idea anyone's ever had? Is that what's happening there?
That happens sometimes.
That does happen sometimes.
I'm thinking Dancing Carrots. That's amazing. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Amazing. Dancing Carrots.
I never would have thought of that.
With avocado.
Next time. Try it.
Yeah. We're pretty blunt.
Just see what you can get them to do, I guess,
well,
is the challenge.
We're pretty blunt with each other. I've actually like threatened, and I don't mean like violently, but I've threatened people that work for our label or in our close circumference to like, do not ever placate me, do not ever be yes men or tell me what you think I want to hear.
And they've all gone, yes, Ryan, of course,
ever.
Whatever you say. Yes.
Yes, of course, whatever you say. Absolutely, 100% of the time. You know, it's danger. That's where artists get into danger, though. It truly is.
If you
get success and then you surround yourself with a bunch of hanger-oners or people that just are going to say yes to whatever you say.
You can see it with people like, I'm going to name names, like Bieber. He's fixed it all now, but there was a period when people were not stopping him.
100%. I mean, he was, you know, and Scooter is smart enough to let him have free reign and do his thing and kind of rediscover who he is and his talent. And a lot of artists run into that. Michael, you know, MJ had the same thing. You know, people around him, you know, how many meds do you need? Okay, here's 3 bottles. You know what I mean? Like,
it kind of helps being in a band, though, does it? Because then the rest of you can keep each other like grounded and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me. If I, without question, we're close enough. If anyone in this band sensed that I was getting a big head or was getting any kind of pretense, without question, there'd be some sort of intervention. I mean, it's happened before. It would definitely happen. Yeah.
Awesome. Zach, what's the big summer plan for you guys? Because I know you've got a gig at a fancy castle, because we all live in a castle because it's Britain.
Right, exactly. Well, any chance we can get to play a fancy castle, we will.
Are you sticking around to do the festivals and things, or have you got to hide away and finish off album 4?
It's a very, this summer is very strange. We don't have the luxury of having a set calendar. You know, this day we're doing this. Oh, never mind. Like, this whole week that you thought you had off is not off. And so it's kind of a difficult point right now in order to try to balance everything. And at the same time, I think we want to spend some time with our family because we know that touring is going to start 2017. One day is completely drastically different from the next.
You'll have to get Ryan to ask for a holiday for you all, because they'll just say yes. So
right, exactly.
It's funny though. Sometimes the guys will be like, "Okay, what are your blackout dates? Because I'm just going to line up my honeymoon with your vacation."
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, boys. It sounds like you're in for an exciting summer of sorting things out, and hopefully we'll see you again in a year when you'll be touring back in the UK, and it'll be.
Oh, you'll see us before then. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome to hear.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you for coming on. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.